You're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday motivation here on Joe McKenzie, trying to get your day started off right with some good stuff. Retired vet, well, he's making free canes for fellow veterans, and he's actually doing it. Pork chop, you could help out with donated Christmas trees. Yep. What he's doing is this. His name is U.S. Army veteran James Willis. He started Canes for Veterans of Central Texas in 2016. He realized that he was not the only veteran who needed a cane that was safe and sturdy. Now, he served in the Army for about 8 years, and he's now disabled, and he's unable to work. Now, he was originally given a cane from Veteran Affairs, which is based in Florida, but it kept on collapsing on him, so he turned to this Florida-based organization, and they're like, yeah, man, we can help you out. And he's like, well, wait a minute. Can you teach me how to do this too? So they did. And now he got 400 Christmas trees donated from Home Depot.
Aww.
He got like 100 people in the community when they heard about this donated. And what he does, he trims off all the branches, dries them out. That way they can become like a hard cane. And he makes about one cane per day. And he says it takes one tree to produce one cane. And he makes it, he packages it, and he ships it to other veterans who get to use it. So what a cool dude right there. Just because he's disabled, in air quotes, doesn't mean he can't do anything. He's
Absolutely.
Doing a lot of good stuff. What are you into, Mackenzie? What's your Monday motivation?
Well, some really good stuff is happening. Of course, the horrific bushfires happening in Australia, just devastating. But Australians are banding together to offer accommodations, food, medicine, and funds for firefighters, as well as people that are displaced. This woman, Erin Riley, she tweeted out, hey, she just threw it out there. If someone needs help, I have like an extra flat, a place for people to stay. And she had over 50 people reply. And so I just think, I feel like when there's something like this, a tragedy that happens, we always look for the heroes, right? And so I just think it's really motivating that people are just extending their places, food, you know, they're helping to care for the animals, all the things over there.
It's just insane how much, like, half a million animals killed.
Half a billion.
Insane. Yeah, and it's just getting started. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers, of course, going out to Australia. Anything you can do to help is much appreciated, but of course, look for the heroes, look for the helpers.
All right, what about you, Liv? What are you into? Whoops, did I have some coffee this morning? What's your motivation story this morning?
So I actually have a motivation story. This is a woman that comes to my cycle bar classes, and I've seen her there every single time I'm there. So I'm like, she's coming all the time. So I really talked to her. I was like, wow, you're killing it. And this woman is in her 60s, and she actually is a very recent cancer survivor.
Aww.
So she just battled through cancer, and she says that every single day she wakes up and she just thanks the universe and like realizes and recognizes how much it is of a privilege that she is able to move. So she goes to 4 cycle bar classes a week, and then 2 days a week goes to YMCA to do a cancer survivor workout. They get like a free membership and stuff, and they kind of train them with weights. But this woman is in her 60s and moves and stays active 6 days a week, even though, you know, she lost a lot of her physical ability going through chemo and things like that. But, and also just being 60 years old, but she doesn't take it for granted, being able to move and just what a privilege it is to be active. And so I just think that is absolutely so motivating.
That's a great reminder. It really is true. Our health is our greatest wealth, because you could have all the riches in the world, but if you're not healthy enough to enjoy them. So just, I mean, if you have legs to walk, if you have eyes to see, I mean, that's something to be thankful for. So I love it.
And what about you, Pork Chop? What's your motivation for today?
This story actually... Did you hear that?
I did hear that. Continue on. We're professional broadcasters.
Right. This story actually comes out of Indianapolis, and a dog spent 2,461 days in a shelter. So in case you can't do the math that quick, that's a little over 6 years.
Whoa.
Aww.
This dog is a half boxer, half pit bull. She's 12 years old. So yeah, she spent half her life in a shelter, and then she finally got that call. The family came in and decided that they wanted to adopt this little doggy.
What's her name? What kind of dog is she?
She is a half boxer, a pit bull, and her name is Sandy.
Sandy. That's so sweet. Adopt if you can.
Yes.
Yeah, and they did a little red carpet freedom walk for her when she left the shelter.
Well, that is, 6 years. I mean, hopefully dogs live longer, but that's, I mean, what, dogs live 12, 16 years?
Yeah,
so
she is 12 years old.
That's
so
what I'm saying, like half her life. Wow, what great people. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, I feel motivated. I hope you do too. You can check all these stories out. We put them together on our blog. Just go to joemckenzie.com or text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. We'll put that up later. Coming up in 2 songs, we've got Joe's Need to Know News, I kind of feel like this story is for me only. Do not complain about the gift you get from your job. You can get fired for it.